AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden will announce a new package of military assistance, mostly for air defenses.
These capabilities will help Ukraine harden its defenses ahead of what is likely to be a tough winter, filled with renewed Russian attacks on Ukrainian critical infrastructure.
There was a meeting with members of Congress, including Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul. What did Zelensky say?
That he's winning, but that I asked, what do you need? What's your plan for victory? What do you need?
McCaul played down Republican dissent for Ukrainian funding. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's spending plan to avert a government shutdown didn't last long. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
McCarthy has repeatedly given in to the House's most conservative wing, and last night thought he'd figured out a plan for averting a shutdown by making more concessions.
Last night was a breakthrough.
But not long after.
The yeas are 212. The nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
A core group of Republicans voted with Democrats to stop a defense funding bill from advancing. Another huge loss for McCarthy.
The chair declares the House in recess.
And another standstill for the chamber, which top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries blames squarely on GOP infighting.
In the Civil War.
With a shutdown looming in 10 days if Congress cannot pass bills to fund the government. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It won't be a hurricane, but there is a tropical storm warning from North Carolina to Delaware. Richard Pasch at the National Hurricane Center says it could be a rainy weekend.
Strong winds, heavy rains, and some possible storm surge, life-threatening storm surges could be as high as 4 feet above ground level.
This storm moving up the coast has a name. It's called Potential Tropical Cyclone 16. This is AP News. A private rail line is about to link two big cities in Florida.
Brightline will begin running trains between Miami and Orlando, reaching speeds of 125 miles per hour between the state's biggest tourist hubs. It becomes the only other high-speed rail in the nation outside of Amtrak's Acela line, which operates between Washington and Boston. The 3.5-hour route is a $5 billion bet by Brightline's owner, Fortress Investment Group, Brightline CEO Mike Reyinger.
The idea of my car is the only way for me to get where I need to go is being challenged by a new product.
Passenger Kelly McKenna says she likes the convenience.
You could coffee, you could work on it. Like, it's really easy, and I didn't have a car.
Brightline plans possible extensions to Tampa and Jacksonville. If the venture is a success, it could lead to more high-speed train lines between major cities in the U.S. I'm Jennifer King.
A report released by the city says the Philadelphia Sheriff's Office can't account for 185 missing guns. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.